the last meeting we're having a
我不知道什么时候再回到你们中间来。
I don't know when I will come to you again.
我们在这几天思想到关于信心的问题。
These few days we're thinking about the topic of faith.
今天我们要思想到信仰的中心是耶稣基督。
And today we want to, tonight we want to think about the central point of our faith.
我要先教大家唱这首的诗歌。
And Brother Tom to teach us a new song.
亲爱的主，你为何爱我卑微罪人？
Dear Lord, why you love me, a humble sinner?
离开尊贵天家，降下诞生在人世间。
You leave the precious home in heaven and come down to us.
亲爱的主，你为何甘受贫寒轻慢？
Why, if you lived in poverty, you were despised?
我的心永不明白你奇妙的恩爱。
My heart can never understand thy wonderful love.
亲爱的主，你为何被挂在木头上？
Dear Lord, why you hung on the cross for me?
遍体鳞伤，鲜血淋漓，亲身还我罪债。
You were wounded and bled for me, for my sins.
都是为我，这悖逆的王羊。
all for me, the rebellious sheep.
我岂能忘怀你奇妙的恩爱？
How can I forget your great love?
在4年前，我在马来西亚做这首诗歌。
4 years ago, I made the song. I composed the song in Malaysia.
这首诗歌过去什么地方都没有唱过，只有这一次在美国唱。
And we didn't sing the song from in anywhere else except in America.
我先唱一遍，以后我们大家就来。
Brother Tan will sing this first.
亲爱的主，你为何甘受贫寒轻慢？我的心永不明白你奇妙的恩爱。
来看几处的圣经。
先看约翰福音第一章。 Let's read the John's Gospel first chapter.
约翰福音第一章。
John's Gospel first chapter.
我们先读第一节，以后读第二节、第三节、第四节，以后第九节、第十四节，从第十八节。
1, 2, 3, 4, 19, 9, 14, and 18.
我们大家一同来读。太初有道。 道是上帝同在，道就是上帝。这道太初比上帝同在，万物借助他道的，反被道的，没有一样不是借助他道的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。第九节，那光是真光，照亮一切，生在世上的人。第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们的中间，充满满的，有恩典，有真理。 我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。第十八节，从来没有人看见上帝，唯有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。再读第十八节，从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。我们这几天所思想的总题就是信心。
These few days we're talking about faith.
信的对象，决定了信的价值。
Of faith to decide the value of faith.
如果我们有一个纯正而又有稳当的信心，
if we have a true, pure, and absolute heart,
但是我们把我们的信心放在一个没有根基或者不可靠的对象的身上，
but if our object of faith is really not so sure,
这样我们的信心就跟着对象没有价值，要变成没有价值，
and therefore our faith will be valueless because our object is not so sure.
那么基督教所信的是什么呢？
What is the Christian's belief?
我们信因为神存在，所以我们才信。
We believe because God exists, that's why we believe.
不是因为我们信，所以神才存在。
Not because we believe, therefore the God exists.
神的存在是信仰的基础。
God's existence is the basis of faith.
不是信仰的基础才产生神的存在。
Not the base, it's not the result of faith, then we create God.
上帝如果没有向我们显明他的存在，
God did not manifest his existence to
就没有一个人知道神是存在。
And no one would know that God exists.
而神的存在借助什么显明出来呢？
What does God, when God exists, what does he manifest?
他借着自然的启示，从那个特殊的启示把自己显明出来。
From a special revelation and from his general revelation, he showed us.
His generation, general revelation and special revelation, he manifested himself to mankind. 那么在这个普遍的自然的显这个启示里面，
from the general revelation,
我们看见有外证从内证来显明上帝的存在。
From outside proof, from our inside proof, we know that God exists.
第一，就是神的创造，把神的荣耀的地方显明出来。
First, God created the universe to manifest how great He is.
从这个创造界里面，我们看见我们的神是有系统的神，是有智慧的神。
From the creator, from the creation, we can see that our God is a God of wisdom and a God of power.
他的神性从他的能力就在被造的世界中间无声的向人出现的。
His divine nature and his power has manifested through all the things he has created.
第二样，上帝借着人被造有他的形象，所以把对他存在的自救放在人的里面。
And also, secondly, God created us in the image of God. Therefore, He gave us an intuition, the existence of God. 所以
在我们里面，良心的深处有一个声音告诉我们，神是存在的神。
Because in our depth of consciousness, there's a voice tells us God exists. God exists.
这样的一个人，他之所以为人，因为他与神不是没有关系。
Therefore, man are so called a man. It's not that he has no relationship with God.
这也是人之所以万物而且一切的动物不同的地方。
This is why men are different from all animals and other things.
希伯来书第四章第十三节告诉我们。
Hebrews 4:11 tells us.
上帝与一切被造之物并不是没有关系。
God has a relationship to all the things He created.
万物在他面前都是赤露敞开。
Because all the things are before Him.
我们今天没有发现我们与神之间的关系，因为我们的心里的眼睛已经瞎了。
Today we do not have a special relationship with our God because our inner eye is shut and blind.
你对着瞎眼的人告诉他，太阳的光在三棱镜的后面变成五花六色，他怎么能明白呢？
How can you describe the beautiful sunset to a blind man?
但是当一个人心里的眼睛瞎了，他对神的这个荣耀也是如此的瞎眼。
And if the inner spiritual eye is shut and blinded, then they cannot see the glory of God.
神的荣耀在什么地方彰显出来？
Where does God's glory show?
我们不但知道神是存在的，
Not only we know God exists,
我们更可以透过特殊的启示看见神的本性和恩典。
And also we can see the originality of God and essence of God through the special revelation.
那么上帝的本性在哪里显明出来呢？
Where does God show His essence?
上帝的恩典我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know God's grace?
因为他告诉我们。
Because He
上帝告诉我们，
us,
因为又真又活的上帝绝对不是放弃他所造的人的上帝。
The true living God can never forsake what He created.
一个又真又活的上帝也绝对缄默不言，让人自生自灭。
The true living God can never let man just perish.
在十八世纪末叶的时候，
the end of
我们看见英国的一个地方 Shrewsbury 有一个叫 Herbert 的人，他发展了一种自然神论的思想。
And a man called Herbert, he developed a naturalism.
这个不是这个自然神论。
Yes,
在这个自然神论里面，他们相信神是存在的，但是这位存在的神同我完全没有关系。
They believe there is a God, He exists, but this God in the nature has no relationship.
这个没有关系的神，虽然我们在世界是自生自灭。
Although that we just recycle ourselves.
但这样的思想在圣经里面是被否定的。
And they also deny the teaching of Bible.
圣经告诉我们，神眷顾世人。
Because God built us.
上帝爱世人，
God loves us.
所以他有特殊的启示给那些到他面前来的人。
Because he has a special revelation to those who seek him.
这个特殊的启示是超越普遍启示的范围。
And this special revelation is a supra-general revelation.
使我们可以看见神的心意。
We can see the true heart of God.
使我们可以享受神的恩典。
We can enjoy God's
grace. 那么这个特殊的启示的两个范围是什么呢？
What are the two things of special revelation?
第一样就是上帝借着圣经把他自己本性显明出来了。
First, God revealed His essence to us through the word of through the word of God.
有关于圣经是神的启示的权威的问题。
Talking about the authority of the Bible.
今天我们没有时间讲这个问题。
We don't have time to explore.
我们需要两三个钟头专研究这个问题。
We need 2 or 3 hours just to talk about
this. 但是今天我们要思想到，在圣经里面所见证的基督是在历史上有完全与所有的宗教的创造者不同的人物。
Today we can testify the existence of Christ in the history point is all different from all religious founders.
在基督的身上所发生的一切事情是神对人启示的最高峰。
And from what happened in Christ in His life to us is the peak of what's His revelation to us.
耶稣基督的降生，
the birth of Jesus
Christ 不是一件很简单的偶然的历史事件。
It's not a very coincidental or just an ordinary.
耶稣基督的死，
the death of Christ.
耶稣基督的复活，
the resurrection of
Christ. 耶稣基督的升天，
the ascension of Christ. Christ.
绝对不是在神话里面那些人所一造出来的那些东西可以等量齐观。
It's not a mystery that we created.
耶稣基督是谁？
Who is Jesus Christ?
基督是谁？
Who is Christ?
基督在世界上的时候，
When Jesus Christ was living,
他身为人而没有人权。
He was a man, but he did not have the authority of man.
No, have human rights.
No human rights.
他生在世界上的时候，生的时候是借别人的地方，是在马槽里面生下来。
He was born in a manger and borrowed a place.
当他死的时候，没有自己的地方，是借人家的坟墓埋葬的。
When he died, he didn't have his own tomb, was borrowed from someone else.
为何过一个这样的生活呢？
Why he lived like that?
今天无产主义的国家，他们有许多许多很富贵的财产。
In a country of communism, they have a lot of treasure. And Jesus Christ gave us his own life.
耶稣基督是谁？
Who is Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督是谁？
Who is Jesus Christ?
这是一个万古不变，常常烦恼在人理性中间的大的问题。
This is also a question that has been really bothering us through the generation in our reasoning.
耶稣基督如果是普通的人，
If Jesus Christ is an ordinary person,
那么为什么他对世界有这么多人所不能达到的影响？
Why he would give us such an impact that no human being can reach?
如果耶稣基督是神，
If he is a God,
为什么他活生生的被钉被挂在木头的上面？
Why he was nailed on the cross?
这是一个非常反射性非常困难明白的事情。
This is a very difficult, unordinary thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
对于基督的探讨，
When you talk about Jesus Christ,
如果我们只以历史性来观察，
We only use the historical point,
我们永远不能明白它。
We can never understand.
但如果我们从启示性来发现基督是谁，
But if we look at him through the revelation,
我们就看见他绝对不是我们所能想象得到的一位。
And this is, he is not the one we can really think and comprehend.
许多的人对耶稣的认识， 只有从伯利恒到哥哥他这个阶段的认识。
A lot of people only need Jesus from Bethlehem to Golgotha.
耶稣基督生在伯利恒，
He was born in Bethlehem.
耶稣基督死在哥哥他的山上。
He died on Golgotha.
这以前这以后的基督是因为怎么样的基督呢？
But what about before and after? What kind of Christ?
这不是历史学家研究所能完全明白。
This cannot be comprehended by the historian.
当我们住在这个世界上的时候，
When Jesus Christ lived in this world,
他把那个反合性 paradoxical life 显明在人的社会里面。
He manifested his doctrine life in our heart.
他的死府是一个没有学问的小民。 但是他乃是一个当代文化中历史历代文化最大的威胁。
And he was the biggest threat to our civilization.
他不是来建立一个新的宗教。
He really didn't come to establish new religion.
甚至全本的圣经也没有基督教这三个字。
Therefore, the whole Bible didn't say the religion of Christianity.
但耶稣基督停止了所有的宗教最可夸口的那些阶段。
Because Jesus has stopped all the religions that they have professed the profound areas.
基督在历史上的显现是毁灭宗教的一种启示。
Actually, he manifests to us through in history, really is destroyed all the religious founders.
耶稣基督在这个启示给人一个极大的这个激动和启发。
And in this revelation, he really stirred us up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们太初有道。
Because the word said in the beginning,
道
was the word.
与上帝同在。
And the word was with God.
道就是上帝。
And the word was God.
如果你注意了，无论东方无论西方，
And if you pay attention, whether you're in the east or west,
人在人生经验丰富的时候，都发现 事情不是用唯物论就可以解决一切。
And in everything going fine in your life, you think that cannot be explained by its material.
生命的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of life?
我存在的价值在哪里？
What is am I existing for?
道德的标准根据什么呢？
What is the standard of morality?
我没有到世界上来以前有没有存在？
Did I exist before?
我为什么活在这个世界上？
Why do I live today?
我在世界的存活不是我拣选的一个结果。
I didn't choose to come to this world.
我来到这个世界上不是我的自由选择的一个结果。
I come to this world not because of my free will to choose.
但是我不能否定我的存在是一个非常活生生的事实。
But I cannot deny that I exist. This is the truth.
我们可以拒绝我们存在的价值。
We can really reject the value.
我们也可以否定我们存在的事实。
We can also neglect that we exist.
但是这个存在的事实本身继续不断在我们的生活里面给我们自己最大的挑战。
But the reality of our existence gives us the greatest challenge.
我的存在是一个会结束的存在。
Of course, our life would end.
我死了就结束了吗？
Is it true when I die, everything finishes?
如果死了就结束的话，
Yes, death means everything ends.
我做好人做坏人有什么分别？
So why should I be good or why should I be bad?
如果死了就完了的话，
If death is the end,
我做传道做强盗有什么分别呢？
If I be a preacher, if I be a robber, what's the difference?
如果死了就完了的话，
If death is the end,
我就不必谈什么人格，
I don't have to talk about
personality. 我就不必谈什么道德，
I don't have to talk about morality.
不必谈什么叫做自由，
I don't have to talk about freedom.
新生的阶段是一个矛盾的阶段
Because this is a conflict of existence
小孩子看他的未来是漫长无际可怕的道路
little children look at their future is so long and so horrible
但是老人家很不甘愿地离开世界说我才活一下子就死了吗
But the old man would not willing to die because only lived very short
这条道路是又长又是又短的
This road is very long, yet it's very short.
时间是又长又是又短的。
The time is long and it's short.
生命是我不能否认的一个事实。
Life, I cannot deny the existence of
life. 但我正在使用生命。
But I'm really living daily.
我不明白生命是什么。
I don't understand the meaning of life.
但这个生命的本身一定有某一些价值。
But there must be essence of life.
所以我才会从价值里面产生价值的观念。
Therefore, I have a value to my life.
这些价值就从各样的道理里面去寻找。And
this you go to so many of ways to find the value.
这些道理的根本是在哪里呢？
What is the basis of all these teachings?
在希腊有一种哲学叫做 Stoicism。
In Greek, there is a philosopher, a philosophy called
Stoicism. 他说宇宙中间有大道。
And they talk about in the cosmos or universe, there is a great way.
大道影响而决定了整个宇宙的变化。
And that great way to determine all the changes in this universe.
那个叫做 Logos.
This is called the Logos.
那么在人的内心里面有一个认识那大道的本能。
And we have a intuition, we have a conscious in our self that we would know this.
所以人被称为 Logos.
Therefore, the men are called the Logikos.
那个大的道叫做 Logos.
The big way is called the
Logos. 我们内心的小道叫 Logikos.
And the small way is called the Logikos.
这样，我们与大道之间的关系是什么呢？
What is our relationship with this Logos?
是不是人应当寻求这个道呢？
Is it true that we should seek this way?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督有一天对犹太人宣布这样的一句话。
One day Jesus told the Jewish people.
他说：“你们信上帝，也当信我。”
If you believe in God, you should believe in me also.
你们信上帝。
If you believe God,
你们也当信我,
you believe in me.
当他讲这句话的时候呢,
when he was saying that,
乃是冒着生命的危险讲这句话,
he really did this because he would be threatened with his life.
为什么说这是冒着生命的危险?
Why we say that his life would be threatened?
在我们个人的观念里面,
because in our own thinking,
我们现在教会基督徒读这些圣经的时候,
when we read this in the Christian church,
我们没有什么特别的感觉,
we don't have any feelings.
信上帝信耶稣是很自然的,
it's natural to believe God and Jesus
Christ. 信耶稣的人是拜上帝的人也是很自然的,
if we believe in Jesus Christ, we worship God, it's natural.
但是当时的听众的感觉并不是如此。
But at that time, in that generation, in Jesus' generation, it was not so.
当耶稣讲这句话的时候，是面对他的仇敌讲这句话。
Because when Jesus said this, he was facing his enemies.
就是那些自以为有了神的犹太人，他对他们讲这句话。
Because he told the Jewish people that they only believe in one God.
犹太人相信只有一位上帝。
Jewish people only believe in the only one God.
向他们启示的上帝曾经对他们说：“以色列啊，你当听。” 你的上帝是独一的上帝，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你的上帝。
Because he said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord of God is Lord in one, and you shall love your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength.
犹太人听了这句话后，他们不大明白，但是他们好像明白了。
And when the Jewish people heard this, they couldn't understand everything, but yet they thought of understanding.
从理性这方面来说，他们知道这句话是什么意思。
From the reasoning point of view, from an intellect, yes, they knew what that means.
但是信仰同实际生活连在一起的时候，他们不知道这句话是什么意思。
But in their faith and their true life together, they didn't know what that means.
所以在以色列的历史中间，他们离开了独一的信仰，独一神的信仰，他们敬拜了巴利，敬拜大棍，敬拜亚斯他录，还有其他的假神。
Therefore, they left the only true living God, and they worshipped the Israelite, worshipped so many idols like Dagon, Astoreth, and Baal, and they have departed from the real living God.
上帝的四条诫命里面对他们说，除了我以外，你们不可有别的假神。
And God said to them, "Besides me, there's no other God."
他们从理性方面知道神是独一的。
Yes, from their reasoning, they knew that God is the only one.
但是在他们的生活，在宗教实践的中间，他们根本没有做到这一点。
But in their religion, their everyday life, they didn't practice this.
以利亚在加密的山上，借着复兴以前的挑战说：“如果耶和华是上帝，你们就拜耶和华。” 如果巴利是上帝，你们就拜巴利，把整个以色列民族的心拉回来归向独一的上帝。
And Elijah really got everybody's heart in the mountain when he said, "If the Baal is the real God, then worship him. If Jehovah is the real God, then worship him."
但是以利亚以后，But
after Elijah,
在以赛亚、耶利米、以西结的时代，犹太人又在宗教的中间失败了。
And during the age of Isaiah, Jeremiah, and all these Israel went backwards.
他们又在敬拜许多许多的假神。
They worship so many idols and a local god.
现在我要问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
到了耶稣基督的时代。
In Jesus Christ's time.
请问他们有没有在敬拜那些假神？
I want to ask you this question. In Jesus' generation, during his lifetime, did the Israelites worship idols?
请基督徒回答。
Let the Christians answer this.
耶稣基督在世界上的时候，那些人有没有敬拜假神？
In Jesus Christ's time, did the Jews worship idols?
有没有？
Anyone?
有没有？
Anyone?
有？有？没有？
No.
有没有？
Yes.
我再问你，是非有没有记在犹太人敬拜巴利这些事情？
I want to ask you again, during the four Gospels, was there ever recorded that the Jewish people worshipped like Baal or other gods?
有没有？
Anyone?
没有？
No.
没有？
No.
我再问。
I ask again.
如果当时他们不再敬拜假神，请问什么时候开始？
If they did not worship the false idols or false gods, when did it start?
什么时候开始？
What time did they start?
什么时候开始他们结束敬拜假神？
What time did they conclude their worship with the idols?
我想你不容易回答这个问题。
I don't think you know how to answer this.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
就当以色列人被掳70年受了管教以后，他们回来，他们才明白那一节圣经的意思。
Because they have turned their head to God. After the 70 years, they were under the Babylonian captivity.
巴比伦人把他们掳去了。
Babylonia took over the Israelites.
所以呢，他们被掳了70年受了管教以后。
And they were in captivity for 70 years.
大家不要慌忙，一个孩子哭，六个人跑出去做什么？他更哭，吓死了。
Don't worry, but only one child crying. You don't have to go.
我们就是安静好了。
Let's be quiet.
我们在主面前讲述主的话语。
Let's enjoy God's word.
那么，当70年被掳归来以后
，And after the 70 years of captivity,
以色列人从今又不再敬拜假神。
And Israelites turned their hearts.
所以他们对神的信仰的 monotheism 这个 belief。是经过一个大的管教才坚定起来的。
And therefore, their belief in monotheism, the only God, is really from this tribulation and torture.
现在耶稣基督到底是谁呢？
So who is Jesus Christ?
他竟然站在这些有独神信仰的面前说：“你们信上帝，也当信我。”
So now Jesus Christ stood before all these Jewish people who had the idea of the only God, the monotheism, and he said, "If you believe in God, you shall believe in me also."
这句话岂不是激动他们，又可以用石头把耶稣打死吗？
Isn't this the word that can really excite them so he can be stoned to death?
如果今天唐崇荣在这里说，你们信耶稣，也要信唐崇荣。
If a brother Tang said, "If you believe in Jesus Christ, you shall believe in Jesus."
那么你听了这句话，你就了解当时耶稣的处境是怎么样。
And you would understand what kind of situation Jesus was living.
但是基督为什么讲这样的话呢？
Why did Jesus say that?
耶稣基督是谁？
Who was Jesus Christ?
我们中国有孔子。
We in China we have Confucius.
印度有释迦牟尼。
And in India we have Buddha.
阿拉伯有这个穆罕默德。为什么我们要信耶稣呢？
Why do we have to believe in
Jesus? 为什么耶稣要讲这样的话语呢？
Why Jesus Christ has to say this?
你们信上帝，也当信我。
If you believe in God, you shall believe in me.
耶稣就讲这句话的时候，
When Jesus said this,
乃是一个以绝对者的身份向世人表明他是神。
He was absolute when he said this, and he wanted to manifest himself to
us. 他是那位看不见的上帝，在看得见的世界里面的一个显明。
He is the God who cannot see in the invisible world, but he can manifest himself to us in this visible.
这样人不能到神那里去，但是神来到人的中间了。
This way, the man cannot reach God, but God reached down to man.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
这就是在基督里面同在宗教里面最大不同的地方。
This is the biggest difference. What is to be in Christ? What is to be made in religion?
在宗教里面，人是为本的。
In religion, that the human being is the center.
在宗教里面是人寻找的。
And in religion, that the men are trying to
seek. 人寻找什么呢？人寻找解脱犯罪的事实的那个条路在哪里？
And men are looking for ways to get rid of the sin and to be lift self up.
人在寻找那个超过我的力量，怎么样保护我，给我这种平安？
And so they want to lift themselves up. How can I have protection?
人在寻找怎么样靠着修身养性，靠着将功补过，用自己的行为盼望得到自大者的喜悦。
And men are depending on what kind of a deed they can achieve, or they can torture themselves, or so they can be more holy.
圣经没有告诉我们人是寻找上帝。
Bible didn't say to us that the men are looking for God.
神也不承认有人曾经寻找过他。
God did not realize that the men are looking for him.
今天在宗教里面的人，人是寻找一个神的这个影像，神的像。
And in religion, we're looking for really a God,
the shadow of God.
God.
不是去寻找这个 reality of God.
Not the reality of God.
今天我们犯罪了以后，那个神的存在虽然在我们的内心的深处，但是神的身体已经模糊了。
Because after we sin, although we know in our heart there's a God, but what reality of God is we have already discerned.
所以当你说有许多人说我找到了上帝了，我已经找到了他了，他乃是找到了他模糊的对神的影子，而不是神的神。
A lot of people say I found the way, I have found the God. Actually, in reality, they have not found.
你说我看见了太阳，我找到了。
You say I have seen the sun, I have found.
你说你看到的太阳在哪里？
So you say where's the sun?
他 个我看见的太阳在海里面。
So I saw the sun in a sea.
另外一个人我看见的太阳在湖里面。
Maybe I saw the sun in a lake.
还有一个人另外说我看见的太阳在镜子里面。
And maybe someone said I see the sun in the mirror.
你的海湖镜把原先的太阳反面的照出来。
Because these all reflect the sun.
这样在犯罪的人内心的深处，神的存在已经只成为一个倒影而已。
Therefore, in the sinner's heart, the existence of God is just like a shadow.
为这个缘故，当人寻找的时候，找到那个影子，当作就是真的上帝。
So therefore, when we look for this, and we saw this shadow, then we thought he is the real God.
为这个缘故，无论旧约，无论新约，上帝宣告说，没有人寻找我，连一个也没有。
Therefore, in Old Testament or New Testament, God said, no one is looking for me, not even one.
为这个缘故，上帝亲自来寻找人。
Therefore, God himself are looking for us.
这位存在的神是一位爱你爱我的神。
This existing God is the God of love. He loves you, he loves me.
这位又真又活的神是来到世界访问你访问我的神。
This true living God comes to this world, wants to visit you and visit me.
为什么耶稣耶稣基督降生到这个世界上来？
Therefore, Jesus Christ came to this world.
当耶稣在这个世界上的时候，
When Jesus was living,
他虽然在世界上，
although he was living in
the world, 但是他的生活没有世界上犯罪的气味。
But his life was really didn't have all the sinless life.
基督就把特殊的启示带到最高峰的地步里面去。
Because he gave us a special revelation to the highest peak.
我们昨天讲到结束的时候，我提到几句话语。
Yesterday in the conclusion, I said several things.
我不知道你记得那几句话。
I don't know whether you remember or not.
基督的显现绝对不是文化的产品。
You know the manifestation of Jesus Christ is not the product of our civilization.
耶稣基督的显现绝对不是进化论可以解释的事情。
And the manifestation Christ can never be explained by the theory of evolution.
如果进化论是对的话，
if evolution is true,
那么基督以后这1900多年应该有许多比他更伟大的人格显明在历史上。
If evolution is the correct way, then we would have so many greater people than Jesus Christ.
但是在历史的舞台中间，你看见许多戴着假面具的正人君子，却没有看见那些真正良善者自我的显现。
But during the history, on the stage of history, we can see so many people that they are the historian with false prophets, but not
好，我带领我们每一个人能够分清楚这两句话语。
I want you to distinguish these two words.
谁是罪人带着良善的本性、良善的愿望在历史上显现的人
？Who is a sinner can have this really kind heart towards us？
另外是谁是那个圣者自己在世界上显明出来的
？Who is the true God that he was holy himself? He wanted to manifest himself.
我们都有善的追求。
Yes, everybody wants to look, seek for goodness.
我们都有理想。
Also, we all have ideals.
我理想在哪里呢？
Where is your idea?
如果理想在里面，
if your ideas in
为什么我还要追求？
Why you want to look for it?
如果理想在外面，
if your ideas outside,
为什么我里面有理想？
Why you have ideas in
yourself? 又在里面又在外面的理想。
Outside ideals, inside ideas.
告诉我们，我们离开理想很远，但是理想又在我们里面。
That tells us that we're really far away from our ideals, but we still have in us.
许多人有我的理想，我的理想，很少人有我理想的我。
A lot of people say, I have this idea or that idea, but then many people seldom say, this is the ideal me.
那么那个有理想的可能到底是从哪里来的呢？
Where does the possibility to have the ideals, where does it come from?
我们有求善的心志。
Yes, we all want to be good.
我们有高的理想。
We have a very high idea.
我们有求全的意愿。
And we want it to be perfect.
这个求全的意愿到底有没有全的本身存在的？
And if we want to be perfect, can we have really a perfect value?
如果有的那个全的本身，
If we have the authority,
那一位是不是能向我们显明出来呢？
Can he really manifest himself?
圣经告诉我们，道成了肉身。
And the Bible tells us the Word was made flesh.
耶稣基督在历史上的显现，就是那一全能者、至圣者自我来访问我们。
Because the manifestation of Christ is the omnipotent God, the God who overcome everything, who withbecame flesh and come to visit
the manifestation of the perfect one and the most holiest one in the history toward mankind. That is Jesus Christ. 耶稣基督以第一人称，以圣者，以义者，以全者的身份对人讲话。
And Jesus Christ really manifests us as the first person, as the righteous one to us.
当我是五六岁的时候
，When I was 15 or 16,
我佩服吧。Handel, Schumann, Berlioz, Mendelssohn, Tchaikovsky, 这些伟大的音乐家。
And Bratislava was really adored all these great composers like Bach, Mendelssohn.
当我注意看他们的生平的时候
，But when I look at their life,
我的心大大受感。
My heart was Beethoven You know that Beethoven really had a venereal disease.
Tchaikovsky is a homosexual.
And Tchaikovsky was a homosexual.
Schumann 是个后来神经病跳楼自杀。
And Schumann had a mental breakdown. He jumped in the lake. 这
些人的生命有何等伟大、辉煌、灿烂的一面，但是有何等可怕、阴暗、犯罪的一面？
Do you know they had a glorious side, but they also have a very dark side?
当我们被一些的才华吸引的时候，不要忘记他的生命里面有罪的成分。
Do you know that you are blessed with some talents, but you're also a sinner?
但是当你把这些人与耶稣基督做一个比较的时候
，When you compare these people to Jesus Christ,
你就发现他们之间的差别不是 quantitative difference, 乃是 qualitative difference.
Do you know the difference between these great men and Jesus Christ is not quantitative, but not quantitative, but qualitative.
你不要翻译，不要翻过来。那么呢，我不但谈到这个音乐家的问题。
Not only talk about the musician.
你把政治家，你把革命家，你把这个文学家，把文化的学者，把所有的教授的私生活拿来比的时候，你发现基督绝对不是文化的产品。
And you know that Christ is not the product of a civilization because he cannot be compared with politicians or professors of humanism or other well-established.
Oh, 感谢赞美主。
Oh, praise God and thank God.
马克思反对资本主义。
You know, Marx really was against capitalism.
但是他快快印他的书，使他得赚更多的钱。
But he wanted to print his book so he would make more money.
达尔文说，人的源头是从一个简单的生命来。
And Darwin said the origin of life is from a very simple life.
但最后他说，圣经是 royal book.
And then he said toward the end of his life, the Bible, the royal book.
这个安，这个肖本豪尔，他一生反对基督教。
You know, Schopenhauer every day in his life he was against Christ.
但他死的时候大声了，我在黑暗的面前，不知道我要到哪里去。
Then in his deathbed, he said, "I'm in darkness. I don't know what my future is."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的青年人
，Dear young men.
大家我们心里面有眼睛看见基督是谁。
And may God give us this revelation in our heart to see who Jesus Christ.
你把所有历史上最伟大的人物从基督一比的时候，你看见如同个小山丘比 Everest。
And if you compare these great people in history to Jesus Christ, just like a little mountain to the Mount Everest,
耶稣基督在历史上的显现
the manifestation of Jesus Christ in the history
是人类修，是历史修，是进化论，是文化修，绝对不能解释的一个奇妙的事
情。And this cannot be explained by evolution, humanism, or civilization.
感谢上帝
Thank God.
耶稣基督在历史上的显现
the manifestation of Jesus Christ in history
已经成为新的时代的一个开始。
It's the beginning of dawn of the new ages.
也成为信仰真正可靠的基础。
And this is the basis of a true belief.
所以他说：“你们信上帝，你们也当信我。”
If you believe in God, you shall believe in me also.
当耶稣基督说“我就是”的时候
，When Jesus said "I am,"
当他我实实在在告诉你们的时候
，I tell you verily.
那一句话乃是他诚信真实者、至圣至善者的自我独白。
And he told you in his honesty and his holiness.
This is the self-revelation of the most perfect, most holy, and the ultimate goodness one. 这样的他把那个最完全的圣洁向世人显明出来了。
And he manifests to us the most perfect and holiness.
但是今天我们对他的态度是怎么样
？What is our attitude towards him?
有一次，英国有一个很大的诗人叫 Robert Browning.
And once a very well-known poet named Robert Browning.
他的太太呢是叫做这个的叫 Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
His wife was Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
比他大六岁，但是爱情美得不得了。
And she was 6 years older than he was, and they were deeply in love.
所以你的太太如果比你老六岁不要紧。
So if your wife is 6 years older, don't worry.
这个 Robert Browning 有一天在路上走走。
And Robert Browning was walking on the street.
突然下了雨了。
And it was raining.
所以呢，他就这个躲避这个雨，跑到小巷里面去。
And he wanted to go to an alley to escape the rain.
这个在一个小街头里面。
And in a small street.
有一个。牌呢非常吸引他的注意。
And there was one sign caught his attention.
上面写 Browning Society.
And says Browning Society.
Is that Browning? This Browning?
He thought, is that Browning? This Browning?
所以他就慢慢走到那里去。
And he walked there slowly.
当他走进去的时候呢
？When he went in.
他看见那些人正在这个研究他的诗。
And all these people were discussing about his poem.
所以有一个主席就先站起来。
And one chairperson got up.
这是一个这个新的诗。
And this is a new poem.
是 Mr. Robert Browning 所写的。
And Mr. Robert Browning wrote.
我感到伟大的地方在第几行第几行。
And I feel the great thing is on certain lines.
这一行的意思应该是这样。
And this line is meant.
那一行意思是应该这样。
That line meant that.
Society member, 你们的意见怎么样
？Society member, what about your idea?
另外一个人站起来。
And somebody else got up.
那个人站起来。
And somebody else got up.
结果这个呢，真正的 Browning 也站起来。
And this real true Brahmin got up.
他们因为听见他们乱讲一场。
Because he heard all this confusion.
所以就 original authority 现在来了。
The original authority is here.
他就站起来说。
And he got up.
照我的意思的不是这样。
I don't think this is the real meaning.
I'm sure the meaning is that.
I'm sure the meaning is that.
所以他就讲出来了。
Then he said so.
你知道什么事情发生？
You know what happened?
那个主席就站起来说。
And the chairperson got up.
Please sit down.
He said, please sit down.
Who are you?
你是谁?
You are a stranger.
你是陌生人。
You are not even our member.
你不是我们的会员。
If you want to apply to be our member,
如果你要请加入我们的会员,
you should go through the examination.
你应该被考试。
And you should pay the fee.
你还要付钱。
So you have no right to talk.
你没有权利可以讲话。
Please sit down.
请坐下。
Or you go out.
或者走出去。
后来这个 original Brownie 就 go out.
所以这个the original Brownie went out.
当他跑出去的时候
，when he went out，
我不知道你有什么感觉。
I don't know what you feel.
但是圣经告诉我们
，but the Bible told us，
他来到自己的世界。
He came to this world.
自己的世界反对他。
And his world denied
him. 耶稣基督是谁
？Who is Jesus Christ？
他是创造者。
He is the creator.
他是至高者。
He's the highest.
他是圣者。
He's the holiest.
他是义者。
He is
the righteous one.
The righteousness.
他来到这个世界的时候
，He came to this world.
世人也照样对他说
，and the world people told him,
"Who are you?
Are you?
You are the stranger.
You are a stranger.
You're not even a member.
You're not even a member.
So you go on the cross.
So you go on the cross.
把他钉在十字架上。
And we nailed him on the cross.
耶稣基督讲 ，Amen, Amen. 我告诉你们。
And Jesus said, Amen, Amen.
我实实在在告诉你们。
Very, very, I tell you.
单单在就约翰福音有25次这样的词句。
And in John Gospel, John says 25 times.
我实实在在告诉你们。
Very, very, I say.
那个 Amen, Amen, I tell unto you.这个我 Amen Amen 表示他是诚信真实的他是神
Because he manifested that he was the true God
在我们的理性里面实乎我们没有地位给那位上帝可以在世界上讲几句话
Maybe in reasoning we don't have a position for him
我们用这样的办法用凡人的理性否定一切的可能性让他只可以在十字架的上面
And we use our own reasoning the simple reason to deny everything so he can only be nailed on the cross
但今天我奉主耶稣的名对你说
In the name ofChrist, I tell you today,
那一位诚信圣圣者你的创造者曾经来了曾经对你说过话
And the real true creator your redeemer has come to this world and tell you this
你的历史里面你的圣经里面你看见有这个这个 qualitative difference
And in the history in the Bible you can see the qualitative difference
耶稣基督说我是
Jesus said I am
我是
I am 他
把那个存在的基础就在他生命的本身中间很清楚地讲出来了
And therefore the essence of his existence he said I amThat I am.
He is the ground and he is the existence itself. And he is the source of all existence besides him. 这样这位存在者的本身他自己说我是的时候犹太人明白他在讲什么。
And when he said I am that I am, the Jewish people understood him.
有一次他和他们讲话的时候他说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕看见我的日子他就很欢喜。
And he said your ancestor Abraham, when he saw me, he would be happy.
他们就奇怪你几岁啊
正
讲我如果今天对你说有一天我同孔子一同去吃饭的时候你说你神经病了
Just like I say when they go out to dinner with Confucius
你 几岁你怎么见过孔子啊
Well you are only 40 How can you
你怎么见过老子啊
How do you know about 老子
我讲连老夫子你都没有见过你怎么会见过老子啊所以他们就问你你还没有五十岁你岂见过亚伯拉罕呢
Oh you're not even 50 How can you see Abraham
耶稣怎么样回答呢
What did Jesus say
Verily, verily, I tell you.
Verily, verily, I tell you.
Before Abraham was, I am.
Before Abraham was, I am.
当他在那里讲这句话的时候，犹太人真的知道他在讲什么。
And when he said this, the Jewish people understood.
所以他们就拿起石头来要打死他。
And they took up the stone and tried to stone him.
Before Abraham was.
Before Abraham was.
这个 pass away, historical man.
He was a historical man, a past him.
I am.
I am.
If you only know Jesus is a historical Jesus, but you don't understand he's the eternal Jesus, you are not a true believer.
If you only know Jesus as a
funny,
如果你只知道基督是历史上的基督，而且你不认识他是你个人的救主，你跟他没有关系。
如果你只认识耶稣是历史上的耶稣，而不认识他是永恒的基督，你和他没有关系。
If you only know him as a historical Jesus, not to know him as an eternal Savior, then you have no relationship.
When Jesus incarnated himself, he was historical, and all the historical facts are facts.
When he was incarnated, he was historical. All the historical was in fact.
He's a repeater. I am 的时候
When Jesus said I am,
他那是表示神的自称
Really, what God wants him to say.
The self-introduction.
Self-introduction of God.
Of God, 自己上帝说我是，因为在这里是一个 was, 这个 past tense, 这个是一个 eternal present tense.
This is the eternal presence, when it's present tense, when he said, I am
什么,
that I am.
什么叫做 eternal present tense?
What is the meaning of eternal present tense?
我就是那位自由拥有的上帝。
Because I am the God,
I am that I am. 这是神的自称。
Because this is what God called himself.
摩西第一次问上帝, 您名叫什么?
First time when Moses asked God, what is your name?
上帝说, 我是自由拥有的。
God said, I exist
from ever to ever. 我是自由拥有的。
I exist from ever to ever.
I am that I am. 希伯来文是 Ahal, Ashar, Ahai.
And he just said it in Hebrew.
是我就是那至存而永存的。
I am the one I am.
你的存在是根据你父母存在而存在。
I exist because my parents exist.
你父母的存在是根据你父母的父母的存在而存在。The
parents exist because their parents exist.
The one who exists on himself, that is God himself.
The one who exists on himself is God himself.
Self-sufficient God and self-existence God who manifests himself in the history, that is incarnation. 那位至存永存的上帝在历史上的显现，这叫做道成肉身。 耶稣基督说, I am.
Therefore Jesus said, I am.
Before Abraham was, I am.
Before everyone was, I am.
你说我也会。
So you say, I can do the same.
没有孔子以前就有了我。
Before Confucius, I was there.
你讲的时候一定不好意思。
I know that you're not telling the truth.
因为你知道你在说谎。
You know you're lying.
第二,
Secondly,
你是copy。
You're copy.
耶稣是最先讲。
Because Jesus said it first.
他是以真神的本身的身份讲。
He said it because he was a true God.
这个永恒的神。
This is eternal God.
他就讲一句话。
He said one thing.
你们当心。
You should believe in me.
我是道。
I am the way.
我是真理。
I'm the truth.
我是生命。
I'm the life.
若不借着我。
No one comes.
没有人能到父那里。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
我们来背一下。
Shall we repeat it?
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
我就是道路。 真理, 生命, 若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里。 请问苏格拉底讲过这个话吗?
Did Socrates say this?
孔夫子讲这个话,
How about Confucius? Did he dare to say this?
孟子讲这个话,
How about Mencius? Did he
what
say
about
that?
What about Empedocles, Heraclitus, Anaximenes, Plato, Aristotle, Euclid, Pythagoras, all the great philosophers of the great religion founders? Did they ever say this kind of word? No, not even one, or not even once. 连一个, 连一次也没有。
Not even one.
I am the way.
I am the way.
I am the truth.
I am the truth.
And I am the life.
I'm the life.
我就是道。
I am the way.
在原文里面, 我就是那条独一道。
I am that way.
That singular, only way.
That only way.
I am that only way. I am that only truth. And I am that only life. Which you are seeking in philosophy, in religion, and in your civilization. 你们在宗教, 在文化, 在科学里面所找的, 道路, 真理, 就在这里。亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 感谢上帝。
Dear brothers and sisters, thank God.
每次我提到耶稣基督, 我的心像火一样在燃烧。
Every time when I mention about Jesus Christ, my heart is touching, burning.
我17岁第一次为基督见证, 直到今天, 我的心是一样。
From the time, first time I preached for Jesus Christ when I was 17, my heart was touched and burning. Today is the same.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
如果我可以活1000年,
if I can live for 1000 years,
我要照样讲。
I have to say the same thing.
如果我可以在许多不同的文化里面,
I can preach in so many civilizations,
把我的心表达出来。
I want to express my heart.
我要这样讲。
I want to say this.
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ,
是神在人间的显现。
Is the manifestation between God and man.
现在我在这里画一个地图。
I'm going to draw a map.
请把黑板上。在这里画一个世界地图。
He wants to draw a map of the world.
耶稣讲这句话的意思是什么？
What did he mean when he said?
我就是道路、真理、生命。
He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
这是一个世界的地图。
This is the world.
当耶稣基督讲这句话的时候，
When Jesus said this,
他在这里。
He was in the Middle East.
这不是一句简单的话。
It's not a very simple word to say.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
这句话什么意思?
What does he mean?
耶稣说我就是真理。
I am the truth.
这句话又什么意思?
What does he mean?
我告诉你。
I tell you.
当耶稣讲我就是道路的时候，他对东方人讲。
Because when he said, I am the way, he's saying to the Eastern
world. 当他讲我是真理的时候，他对西方人讲。
When he said, I'm the truth, he's talking to the Western world.
当他讲我是生命的时候，他对全世界的。
When he said he was life, he's talking to the whole world.
请你注意。
Please pay attention.
东方是寻找道路的地方。
Do you know the Eastern people are really looking for the way?
方是寻找真理的地方。
And the Western people are looking for the truth.
东方所找的方向同西方所找的内容是不一样的。
And the direction of the Eastern people that they are seeking to the method of the Western people, they're different.
因为东方是找道路。
Because the Eastern people are looking for ways.
东方注重心性的发展。
Therefore, they really believe what you think in your inner conscience of heart.
西方是找真理。
Therefore, the Western people are looking for truth.
西方注重理性的发展。
So they pay more attention to the reasoning power.
东方注重心性的发展。
And the Eastern people are looking, really pay more attention to their faith.
是东方就产生了宗教。
And they have religion.
西方人注重理性的发展。
And the Western people pay more attention to reasoning.
所以西方人产生了。西方人注重理性的发展。
And the Western people pay more attention to reasoning.
所以西方人产生了科学和哲学。
Therefore, they have a philosophy and a science.
东方人注重心性的发展。
Eastern world to pay more attention to.
东方人注重信仰的系统。
And to believe and faith.
西方产生了分析的条理。
And therefore, the Western world want to analyze.
东方人产生金钱同道德。
Eastern world have morality and their behavior every day and standard of.
西方就产生了那个逻辑的引证。
And the Western world had the.
The system of logic is not in the East, but in the West. But the greatest religions are not in the West, but in the East. 为这个缘故，伟大的宗教从来不在西方。
Therefore, the greatest religion are never in the Western world.
印度教在东方。
The Hindu was in the East.
佛教在东方。
佛教是在东方。
孔教在东方。
Confucius in the East.
道教在东方。
Taoism in the East.
神道教在东方。Shintoism.
Shintoism.
拜佛教 Zoroastrianism 在东方。犹太教在东方。这个天主教、基督教在东方。回教在地方，回教也在东方。
And Muslim, Catholics, and Protestants are all in the East.
我请问西方出过什么宗教
？So let me ask you, what kind of religion does derive from the Western world?
西方的宗教是从 Greek mythology 来的。
Western world religion derived from Greek mythology.
Mythology 许多的神是从 Palestinian 这个 primitive 这个 idea 来的。
Actually, they derive from the primitive ideas.
西方的神。
The Western God.
罗马的宗教里面。
In the Roman religion.
在希腊宗教里面。希腊的宗教
Greek religion,
他们的神会打架
and their God can fight with each
other, 还会杀来杀去
and they kill each other,
会抢别人的太太
and they would rob someone else's wife,
所以那些神是鬼不是神
and they are not really God, they were demons
西方没有产生伟大的宗教
and the Western world had never had a great religion
但是西方产生了伟大的头脑
but Western world have great minds
我们可以说对自然的分析同人类的研究
and from the scientific analysis and to the
anthropological study
Study.
无论哪一个题目，差不多都未曾没有不长在苏格拉底、柏拉图和阿里士多德三个人的头脑外面。
And all these people like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, they're all including these three heads.
这三个人差不多讲过的人类在历史中间所要讲的所有的问题。
And they probably thought everything that human beings supposed to think in history.
伟大的逻辑体系是在西方。
The great logic analysis is from.
伟大的宗教信仰是在东方。
And the greatest religious thinking from the east.
东方人要找一条路。
Yes, the Eastern people want to find a way.
路在哪里？
Where's the way?
到今天还在找移民到美国的路在哪里？
And they're also looking for the immigration way to the
What is the way?
What is the way?
方法在哪里？
What is the method?
道路在哪里？
Where's the way?
经验在哪里？
What is the experience?
东方人注重经验。
Yes, the Eastern people rely more on.
西方人注重学术。
Yes, the Western people rely more on.
所以如果你25岁拿到博士，你到东方的古老社会里，他说你年轻活死，如臭未干，你还要讲什么？
So if you have your PhD when you're 25, if you go back to the Eastern world, they say, well, you're just a young kid, what do you know?
但是在东方里面那些没有读过书的老人家，因为胡思乱想，讲话变成权威。
Therefore, in the Eastern world, so many old men, they have never attended school because they have a very long beard and they look old, so therefore, their word was...
每次在讲话的时候，我吃的盐比你的米更多，我走过的桥比你的路更多。
Every time they say, I eat more salt than you do, the more road I have walked, so therefore I'm more experienced than you are.
我用过的手巾，你穿过的衣服更多。
And I use more towels and more clothes.
所以呢，我几岁的经验讲什么，你都要听我的话。
Therefore, everything I say, you must listen.
东方注重传统。
Yes, the Eastern world really pay more attention.
西方注重发展。
And the Western world development.
所以在西方如果有很年轻的人有成就，大家都佩服他。
So therefore, in Western world, if a young man has a great success, everybody really adores him.
但是老人家人不尊重。
But the old people, they don't pay too much attention.
所以老人家移民很不习惯。
So therefore, the old folks, when they immigrate to this country, they're not...
在东方的已经老了退休的 missionary 常常再跑回去。
So therefore, those missionaries, if they retire to the Eastern world, they come back to the Western world, they cannot be assimilated, they go back. This is the truth.
东方人很注重传统.
Yes, the Eastern people really pay more attention to tradition. So therefore, when you
call,
you sick.
他拿一包古里古怪的药来给你.
And they give you a stranger a potion.
You say,
what is it?
这是不是毒?
Is it poison?
岂有此理?
Oh, no.
这是祖传下来, 喝下去不必多讲话。 祖传下来的。
Generation from ancient
home. From generation to generation. All the generation of your ancestors eat that.
All the generation of your ancestors eat that.
你不敢吃就是不孝敬.
If you don't eat it, that means you don't really pay attention to your ancestors.
西方人生孩子, 东方人生儿子.
The Western people would have children and the Eastern people want to have boys.
西方人生人, 东方人生儿子.
And the Western people want to have children and but the Eastern people want to have boys.
东方注重经验.
Yes, the Eastern people derive more of experience.
西方注重分析.
And Western people want to analyze.
东方人找路吗?
They're looking for ways in East.
是的,哪里有路?
Oh, where is the way?
道.
The way.
道.
The way.
道.
The way.
所以中国人讲道很重要.
So therefore, the Chinese are always talking about what is the way.
你知不知?
Do you know?
知.
Yes.
知什么?
What do you know?
道.
I know the way.
道.
The way.
道.
The way.
有没有走路?
Did you walk?
走.
Yes.
走什么路?
What is it?
道路.
The way.
道德,
the morality.
道理,
the reason.
道义,
the righteousness.
日本人反过来空手道.
the Japanese.
Karate.
Karate. Yes.
配就是道, 所以他们还是讲道.
Yes, they're talking about the way.
王道霸道. 王道霸道.
And the way is the.
And the king's way and rascal's way.
the,
都是讲道.
They're always talking about
讲,
the way.
讲人道.
Human,
人与人之间的关系,
and the relationship between humans. Therefore, the Eastern people are looking for ways.
You know, I'm not lecturing about the comparison of religion.
He's not lecturing about the comparison of religion.
I only talk a little bit.
他就是讲一点点。I want to tell you.
西方人讲理,
yes, the Western people are talking about reason.
东方人讲道的时候, 一直讲要给人家哭。
So therefore, when the Eastern people are talking about the way, they always want people to weep.
你没有哭, 他就不要讲完, 他就讲到你哭。
If you didn't share tears, you want to talk more and more until you share tears.
整篇讲章就是一段.
And the whole lecture or sermon is one thing.
西方人讲到第一, 第二, 第三, 条理分明.
And the Western people, when they preach, number one, number two, number three, very clear cut.
东方人讲到, 我, 我, 我做梦, 我从前, 怎么怎么意, 我, 你信不信?
And the Eastern people say, it's always I, what I accomplished before, what I dreamed about.
西方人讲到, 圣经在这里, 第一条, 第二条, 慢慢提出来.
And the Western people would say, number one is this, number two is this, that's how we arrive at number three.
东方西方很分别.
This is the difference.
耶稣站在中间.
Jesus Christ in the middle.
Are you seeking the way?
Are you seeking the way? 你是不是在找道路?
In the religion?
在宗教上.
Put your belief on the religious founders?
或者你把你的信仰建立在宗教的起源人上.
Where is the way?
在哪里?
Jesus said, I am that only way.
Jesus said, I am that only way.
Are you seeking the system of logic?
Maybe you're seeking the system of logic.
Analytical methodology?
Or whatever he said.
Scientific
methods.
Are you seeking the truth?
Are you seeking the truth?
What, where's the truth?
在哪里有真理?
I am that only truth.
他说我是真理.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
感谢上帝,
thank God.
感谢上帝,
thank God.
基督是万智之之, 所有法则的最基本原则, the principle of all principles.
The principle of all principles.
The foundation of all bases.
The foundation of all bases, Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ.
The rock of ages.
The rock of ages.
他是道路的道路,
he is the way of ways.
他是万理之理,
he is the truth, the reasoning of all reasons.
他是万真理之真理,
he is the truth of all truth.
从来没有人像他,
nobody ever would like him.
我寻找真理,
I see, I'm looking for truth.
我追求真理,
I'm seeking for truth.
我爱真理,
I love truth.
我高举真理,
I want to exalt
truth. 我传扬真理,
I want to preach the truth.
耶稣说, I am the truth.
But Jesus said, I am the truth.
Did Socrates say that?
Did Socrates say that?
Confucius?
Confucius?
Sacrimonious?
Sacrimonious?
Muhammad?
Muhammad?
Abraham?
Abraham?
Moses?
Moshe?
Kennedy?
John Kennedy?
Nixon?
Nixon?
Mao Zedong?
Mao Zedong?
Sun Yat-sen?
Sun Yat-sen?
George Washington?
George Washington?
Definitely no!
No, not even one.
没有一个人,
not even one.
一个都没有,
not even one.
耶稣说, 我就是真理。
Jesus said, I am the truth.
I am.
I am.
Here.
Here.
The center point of universe.
The center point of universe.
Come unto you.
Come unto you.
Yeah, 他讲另外一句话,
he also said another word.
I am the life.
I am the life.
你找路吗?
Are you looking for ways?
Yes, 你找路找到半路死了。
You're looking for ways, the halfway you die.
你死在路上。
You die on the way.
你找真理吗?
You're looking for the truth.
你死在你的理由里面。
You die in your own reasoning.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus said,
我是生命。
I am life.
我故意来死。
I come here to die willingly.
要证明我不能死。
To prove that I cannot die.
I come to die purposely to prove I cannot die. 耶稣基督是历史中间唯一 把他的死当作成功的一部分的人。
He is the only one in history to treat his death as a part of his success.
他那被钉在十字架上,
when he was nailed on the cross.
从人的眼光来看,
from human point of view.
完全失败,
he was totally defeated.
耶稣被钉在十字架上,
when he was nailed on the cross.
一首基督教的诗歌都没有写过,
there's not one song to it.
Think about it.
Not even one college was established.
连圣经里一个字都不是他写的。
Not even one word of the Bible.
一本基督教的书都没有写过。
There was not even one Christian book.
没有见过基督教的政府。
And never seen a Christian government.
没有见过基督教的学院。
And no Christian institution.
耶稣在基督教上的时候,
when Jesus was on the cross.
从人的眼光来看, 绝对失败。
From human point of view, everything was destroyed, a total failure.
孔子活了72岁,
you know, Confucius lived 72 years.
老子活了80多岁,
Lao Tzu lived 80 some years.
释迦牟尼活了80岁,
and the Buddha lived about 80 years.
Muhammad lived 62.5
lived 62 and a half years old.
耶稣基督只有33岁,
Jesus only lived 33 years.
一个33岁的人,
a 33-year-old man,
能有什么成就?
What kind of thinking
can he accomplish?
A 33-year-old man,
可能在音乐上有成就,
maybe he can accomplish something on the music,
可能在政治上有成就,
maybe on the politics,
绝对不能在宗教上有成就,
not in the religion.
所有宗教的天才都是晚年才产生出来,
you know, all these talented genius of religion really are derived everything when they're old.
研究历史很详细分析的结果,
because they analyze the history very carefully and they have this conclusion.
耶稣就是33岁的时候,
Jesus was 33,
被挂在木头上,
he was nailed on a cross,
遍体鳞伤,
he was wounded everywhere,
鲜血淋漓,
he bled for us.
在他的十字架上说,
he said on the cross,
成了,
it's finished,
成了,
it's finished,
这么成功,
this is the success.
It is finished, mean it is accomplished,
it is accomplished,
it is completed,
and it's completed.
感谢上帝,
thank God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天不反对基督教的国家,
today this country do not really against Christianity.
不一定用他的年号,
maybe they do not use the calendar.
那些反对基督教的国家,
but those who are against Christianity,
一面反对一面说今年是1979,
every year they against every year they use the calendar.
一面反对基督教,
one day, on one side they're against Christianity.
每天写就是1979,
every day they write 1979.
什么日子?
What is the date?
1979什么意思?
What it means 1979?
基督存在的年号。
Because this is the existence of Jesus Christ.
上帝是在仇敌的口里面建立了他自己的能力。
Because God has established himself in the mouth of his enemy.
苏格拉底在哪里?
Socrates, where was he?
孔子在哪里?
Where is the Congress?
毛泽东在哪里?
Where's Mao Zedong?
Kennedy在哪里?
Where's Kennedy?
列宁在哪里?
Where's Lenin?
这些人都去,
they all have gone.
你看见有人建了礼拜堂来敬拜拿破仑,
can you see anybody erect a church to worship Napoleon?
你看见全世界各地都有建礼拜堂来拜列宁吗?
Can you see all the people establish church to worship Lenin?
向他祷告,
pray with him,
你奉列宁的名阿们,
and in Lenin's name,
有没有?
Anyone?
拿破仑在哪里?
Where's Napoleon?
拿破仑现在拿一个破的轮子,
he was carrying a broken wheel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督, 他的,
Jesus Christ,
他在十字架上做成了,
he established himself on the cross. He said, it is accomplished.
成了,
finished.
我告诉你,
I tell you,
我今天在这里讲到是他成功的一部分,
I preach today because of his success on the cross.
感谢上帝,
thank God.
如果耶稣没有复活,
if Jesus Christ did not have resurrection,
基督没有存在,
if there's no existence of Christ,
如果他没有改变我,
if he didn't change me,
可能我今天是害很多人的人,
maybe I would lead many people into destruction.
I'm very harmful to young people.
他对年轻人很有害，很可能， very possible.
我不是太聪明的人，
I'm not a real smart person.
那我也不是太笨的，
I'm not a really stupid one either.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
当主的爱从主复活的大能运行在一个人身上，
when God's love and his resurrection power come upon me,
这个转过来，
this is a turning point.
我从今天内心的深处怀疑基督，抵挡他，反对他，
Before I was doubting of him, against him, rejecting in my heart.
我也曾经傲慢地说，我足够聪明，我不必信耶稣，像那些傻瓜一样。
Then I said to him, I am smart enough. I don't have to believe. Only fools believe in Jesus.
我也曾经认定自己，我犯的罪不像别人那么多，我不需要公开悔改，承认耶稣基督。
And then I realized that I really sin not so much as the others, so I don't have to confess in the public.
但是当我17岁的时候，
When I was 17,
基督的死，那个大爱把我挽回过来。
God's love in his death really turned me around.
我悔改的时候，
When I repented,
我知道我是罪人。
I knew I was a sinner.
但是那个时候我没有赌过一次，
But I really didn't even gamble once.
没有打过一次牌。
I didn't even play card once.
没有犯过奸淫。
I have never committed adultery.
我也没有杀过人。
I did not commit murder.
我没有犯什么大罪。
I did not commit any great sin.
我是一个人看为标准的青年。
And I was really, everybody would look up to me as a perfect young man.
圣洁的光照在我里面的时候，
But when this holy and righteous light shone in me,
我知道我是罪人。
I knew who I was.
我是罪人。
I was a sinner.
我需要耶稣基督。
I need Jesus Christ.
今天晚上，
Tonight,
我告诉你，
I tell you,
不要让你姿色所带来的自傲感把你排在上帝的恩典的外面。
Do not let yourself be outside of the grace of God because of your knowledge, your high education.
我奉耶稣基督名告诉你，
In the name of Jesus Christ,
上帝爱你，
God loves you.
耶稣是神，
God, Jesus Christ is God.
他来到这个世界上，
He came to this world.
把那绝对的良善向世人显明出来。
He gave us the mercy from the absolute God.
今天晚上，
Tonight,
你到他面前来，
You come to Him.
接受他，
Accept Him.
相信他，
Believe in Him.
你肯不肯？
Are you willing?
你肯不肯？
Are you willing?
你不是回答， 你不是回答我，
Don't answer me.
你回答你的，
You answer to your God.
He is not here.
He is not here.
He is knocking outside your door.
他在敲你的心门。
He is challenging you.
他在敲站下。
With a wounded hand.
他的手已经受伤了。
He is now challenging you.
他向你敲站。
Come to him.
来， 到他面前。
Without Christ,
没有基督，
your life has no meaning.
你的生命就没有意思。
Now come.
现在就来。
To be submissive before him.
到他的面前来， 向他投降。
Would you?
你来不来？
Would you?
你来。
我们祈祷。
Shall we pray?
神造人真正的意义在哪里？
What is the true meaning that God created man?
人是一个 paradoxical being.
Men are paradox being.
We are created in the intermediate stage or position in between good and evil, God and Satan. 我们被造的神与鬼、善与恶的中间这个中介性，人是很奇妙的。而人被神所造的意义，圣经提到四大点。There
are four meanings Bible mentioned why men are created.
第一，
First,
人要代表神管理自然。Because
men are representative of God to control the universe.
第二，
Second,
人乃是要彰显神的荣耀美的。To
manifest the greatness, the powerfulness, and
the glory
of God.
The beauty of God.
The beauty of God.
第三样，
Thirdly,
人要遵行神所定的旨意。Men
must follow God's will.
第四样，
Fourthly,
神要人享受他的恩爱。God
wants men to enjoy his grace.
所以， nature is created for men and men are created for God. So we are created for God to represent as a representative of his power to govern the nature. 这样人是为向神负责。
Therefore, we must be responsible to God.
我们可以代表神。
We can represent God.
我们可以享受神。
We can enjoy God.
我们可以彰显神。
We can manifest God.
我们可以遵行神的旨意。
We can follow God's will.
当你真正达到这四点的时候，
When you reach these four points,
you are the witness of God.
我们是神的见证人。
上帝造了人，为什么让罪也同时存在呢？
God created man. Why he let sin exist?
我刚才讲神，人是被造在善与恶的中间。
I just said that the man are created between good and evil.
为什么神就不把人造在绝对全善的里面呢？
Why does God put man either in good or evil, in absolute
situation? 因为神把道德的责任放在人的生命里面。
Because God gave us the responsibility towards morality.
人被造是好的。
Yes, it's good to be created.
但是这个 goodness is a neutral goodness, 不是 full goodness. 是中性的善，不是全然的善。所以呢，我们需要有个 process， 在这个 process 里面 examine， and we get progressive procedure to achieve the fullness and the perfectness through our obedience to the Lord. 这是我们的自由，我们应当追求努力。 在这个戒断的过程中间呢，尽我们的责任，彰显我们道德的价值。为这个缘故呢，神把人造的中性的善，而不是造的全然的善里面。我们今天常常说，为什么有罪的存在？
Today we say, why does the thing exist?
为什么有鬼的存在？
Why does the demon exist?
如果没有鬼，我就不会犯罪。
If there's no demon, I will not sin.
上帝为什么不除灭魔鬼呢？
Why does God just kill Satan?
因为上帝不要你代替他，谁让他存在？
God does not want you to represent him, to have him exist.
所以呢，他的存在，你就不会做鬼，你是做人，做罪人。
So therefore, when he existed, you would not be Satan, you would be man.
你先假设，如果没有鬼，我就不会犯罪。这个假设是罪人的假设，是错的。
So you assume that if there's no Satan, you would not sin. This is from sinner's point of view. It's not true.
如果犯罪一定有一个引诱者，那么魔鬼犯罪一定有魔鬼的魔鬼引诱他。
So if you sin, then probably someone leads you to sin. Then what about Satan? Who leads him to sin?
Is it Satan? Satan?
Is Satan Satan?
这是不可能的。所以圣经的答案不是魔鬼产生罪恶，是私欲怀胎生出罪恶，这是圣经的答案。Our lust
really made us sin.
The sin is conceived in our own lust.
Sin is conceived in our own lust.
那么这个私欲是什么呢？
What is our lust?
我不是讲 sex， 我不是讲这个贪心，不是讲我们自己里面的那些爱好，我们乃是提到以自己为中心的生活。
We're talking about the self-centeredness of life. It's not just the lust he's talking about. It's not really sex or covetousness or greed or like that. It's our self-centeredness.
Self-centered life is the source of sin.
Self-centered life is the source of all sin.
在神以外，以自己为中心的一切行动都是罪的基础。
Besides God, everything we do for ourselves, self-centered, is the origin of our sin.
有关于这一点，我不讲太多。
I can't go on any further.
因为你没有提到很深的地步。
Because you did not really give me a very deep question.
How many kinds of gods in the universe actually?
How many kinds of gods in the universe actually? 有多少神在世界？
只有一位神。
Only one.
其他的是假神。
Are
there no false gods? 如果问你 How many fathers do you have?
I ask you how many fathers do you have?
You know, well, my mother married three times.
So you say my mother married three times.
But there's only one possibility that you have only one father.
可是只有一个可能性，你有一个父亲。
其他的你可以叫他父亲，不是真父亲。
But the others you can call him father, he's not your real father.
你也可以把不是神的当作神，他不是神。
You can use the false gods as your own god, but they are not really.The true God.
我相信有时候你曾经叫错人。
Maybe sometimes you call somebody by the wrong.
爸爸，爸爸，
爸爸，
拉他。
And you would call him.
回过头来。
And you would turn around.
不是爸爸。
Who is it?
是路上一个人，很像爸爸。
He just looked like your father.
因为爸爸后面有一个爸，他有一个爸。所以你看，这个很像你爸爸。
Your father, he's not your true father.
But he's not your
father.
你叫错爸爸。
So you call the wrong father.
You call the wrong father means that is the true father.
You call the wrong father, but he is not your true father.
That is the true father.
Yes, there is a true father.
Otherwise, you can never call the wrong father.
Otherwise, you cannot call the wrong father.
照样，你叫假神是证明真神是存在。
Therefore, if you call the false God, your God, there is the existence of a true God.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
基督教神。回教的神、佛教的神有什么分别？
What is the difference between the God of Christianity, Buddhism or Muslim?
在佛的观念里面是无神的。
In the view of a Buddha, Buddhism, there is no God.
Buddhism is a religion of atheism.
Is a religion of atheism.
他不相信有独一的主宰管理创造一切。
Buddhism itself really do not believe there is a God who controls the universe.
他不过相信每一个人都有佛性在里面。
They just believe everybody has some sort of Buddha in themselves.
怎么样借着修身养性、六道轮回，一直进到涅槃的地步，进到成佛成仙的地步。
So therefore, they think, how can I do this? Torture myself or do some good deeds and sacrifice myself so I can achieve the circular causality.
所以佛祖的本身讲过一句话：上天下地，唯我独尊。
So therefore, the founder of the Buddha said.Above the heaven on the earth, I am the only one.
这对于有神的人是一种亵渎，是一种不应该讲的话。
It's an insult to us.
No? 或者对我们来说，他正在亵渎神，不是 insult to us.
Okay.
That is a blasphemy.
Okay, it's a blasphemy to us.
For us.
For us.
Those who call no one is greater than me is blaspheming God. 那回教的神同基督教的神有什么分别？
What is the difference between the God of Muslims and Christianity?
回教同基督教都认为他们接受了亚伯拉罕上帝的启示。
all of these two groups believe that they have received Abraham's revelation.
Revelation of the God of Abraham.
A revelation of the God of Abraham.
在不同的地方, 基督教的神是三位一体的上帝。
The difference is that Christianity's God is the God of triune.
回教的神不是 triune God.
The Muslim God is not a triune God.
我们相信 God is love.
We believe God is love.
但是这一句话呢，只有在基督教的三位一体神学里面可以解答，在别的宗教没有办法明白这句话。
Only in Christianity, in the triune God, we can explain God is love. Not in any other religion.
回教《可兰经》的第一本里面有99个称呼，称上帝少一个。
And in the Book of Quran of Muslim, they have 99 names for their God.
99 names for God.
99 names.
They are lacking one.
Just one.
他们有许多伟大的称呼，但基督教有另外一个，就是父，上帝父。
But the Christianity we call him Father Abba.
The fatherhood, and that kind of concept never appeared in Muslim and Mohammedism.
Never appeared that kind of concept in Muslim.
他们呢，99个，一百少一个，就是佛教的99，they
only have 99 names, one missing from 100.
100少一个吗？
Minus
1, 所以基督教的神与回教的神是不一样。
So therefore, the God of Christianity is different from the God of Christianity.
我刚才讲一句话，不知道有几个人注意。
I don't know whether how many of you paid attention.
上帝是爱，这句话，别的宗教无从解释。
No other religion can explain it.
因为上帝是创造的上帝。
Because God is the creator.
我要问一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
上帝在创造以前，他的爱的对象是什么？
What is his object for his love before he created everything?
你明白这句话？
You understand
it? 基督教有答案，别的宗教没有。
Christianity has the answer. No other religion has the answer.
圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣父，圣子爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣子，圣灵爱圣父，就在这一个爱的循环里面，成为一个整体。
God loves His Son, His Son
loves the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit loves God, God loves His Son, the Son loves the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit loves God. Just in this circumstances, that is a perfect love. The love, the extension of love of God, becomes creation. 所以被造者也可以享受这种爱。
Therefore, those who are created can enjoy this love.
世界上为什么一定要有一个神？ 世界上为什么要有一个神？
Why there should be a
God? 他看到一张很好笑的问题。
Why there should be a God in the world?
不是为什么世界上有一个神， 为什么神要有这个世界，那个才对。
It's not why we should have a God, it's why should God have a world? That's the correct way to ask.
如果你说为什么我们需要与神发生关系， 那是另外一个问题。
If you ask why we should have a contact or relationship with God, 你这个,
你这个问题的里面有一个动机的假设， 就是认为神是人造出来。
So therefore, you have a secret motivation behind this question that you think God are created by man. This is the wrong thinking. You know that England has produced a very, very intelligent fool.
叫做呢, Bertrand Russell.
Bertrand Russell.
在他那一本, Why I Am Not a Christian 里面,
In his book,
said, "Why am I not a Christian?" He said, "Christians say everything is God, but when you ask them who God is, they are silent. So the Christian faith is unfair."
So he said that all the Christians, we ask them who created everything,
they
said, "God created everything." Then you ask them who created God, they were dumb. They couldn't answer.
This sentence
doesn't really show to see how foolish he was.
Because this sentence tells us that his God is
lying. Because this word
retells
his God is the
same.
Well, the created God is not a God who creates everything. He cannot be a creator and be a created at the same time. So if it's a created God who's limited, then not a God. I love to read those books
twice.
But every time I have to read, I laugh.
因为那些人像福建人所讲的笑，所以我就笑。福建人讲笑就 crazy, mad.
Oh, that these people are just mad.
所以我笑他的笑。
So I'm laughing at his madness.
我告诉你，没有人能真的抵挡神的。
No one can really be against God.
你只抵挡你错误的观念而已。
Only you can be against your misunderstanding.
那个很可怜。
It's really painful.
You are misinterpreting, misunderstanding, and you have misconception of God. Right. You are not attacking your own misconception. That's all. You have nothing to do with reality of God in heaven. 有一个人到一个牧师的面前， 我反对上帝， 我气得要死， 怒发冲冠， 眼珠尽裂。
One man came up to a pastor and said, I'm against God. He was were so mad, his hair would stand, his eye would pop.
哇，那个牧师这个眼睛半开半闭，你到底反对哪一种上帝？
So the pastor was half open, half closed. I said, "What kind of God are you again?"
他说哈，上帝还有哪一种吗？
No.Yeah,
你坐下，坐下，坐下。从头谈，他谈了一大堆以后，那个牧师从他握手的，你那种上帝，我也一样反对。我和你好朋友。那么你只敬拜哪一种上帝？
So what kind of God are you worshiping?
我坐下，我们从头好好谈。
Okay, let's start all over.
就是这样。
Just like that.
你不要做傻瓜。
Don't be a fool.
虽然你读很多书，可能你是傻瓜。
Even though you have high degrees, you have achievements, but maybe you're a fool in spiritual matters.
我不觉得我有罪。
I don't feel I have sinned.
神经病院的人都不认为自己没有神经病。
All these mental patients don't think they are sinners.
就是这样。
That's the way it is.
就是因为你不觉得有罪，所以你是有罪。
It's because you don't feel you have sinned. That's why you're sinning.
我刚才讲到的前面有一句话，金眼瞎了。
Then I said the eyes are blind, spiritual eyes blind.
中国有一个齐桓公。Emperor.
Oh, there was a emperor named Qi.
这个齐桓公啊，有一天一个医生，不是卢医生。这个是一个扁鹊，这个医生 ，Doctor Pian， 也不是吴医生，是 Doctor Pian。
Okay, one day a Doctor Pian came.
来看他。
And I looked after him.
他说 ，King， 我有句话对你说。
Emperor, I have something to say to you.
你有病在里面。
You are sick.
哈哈哈哈，笑起来了。
So the Qi Emperor, he ha 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 just.
我的身体也无痛也无痒，多管你闲事做什么
？Well, I didn't have any pain anyway in my body.
第二次。
You're such a busy body.
第三次。
Third time,
第四次
fourth time,
每一次警告都是更严重
Every time the doctor warned him and he would lie
到第四次的时候这个医生一看不讲话就走了
And the fourth time the doctor took one look and ran away
这个皇帝很奇怪 平常讲他不听现在不讲他要听了
And the emperor was so dumbfounded How come before then when the doctor warned him he didn't pay attention Now when the doctor ran he wanted to pay attention
人叫他去把他抓回来
So he would get the doctors back.
他说：“为什么你现在不讲话
？”Why you don't say?
他说：“过去有盼望，现在你已经病入膏肓。
”So the doctor said, "Well, you had hope before when I warned you all these times, but now you're hopeless."
什么叫做膏肓呢
？So what does it mean to be sick and
药吃不到，边诊针点不到，没有办法，你一定没。
You can't be treated. It's untreatable.
这医生，这个皇帝说：“滚蛋。
”So the emperor said, "Get up."
就乱讲话的。
Just, you're just talking nonsense.
不久以后，他真的死了。
And a while later, he died.
因为他说我没有罪。
Because he said, I'm not sick.
我没有病。
I don't have sickness.
你说的罪是什么
？What kind of sin are you talking about?
今天早上我有一句话，不知道你有没有注意听。
I don't know whether you remember. I said this morning.
我因为力气光，所以我看见自己的影子。
Because I have left the light, therefore I see my own. I have left my shadow.
今天整个人类文化秉承的人物都为科学的前途感到战惊惧怕。
Everyone in this highly civilized world, we are all afraid of our scientific technological development.
无论 Brezhnev， 无论 Carter， 他们都惧怕前途的战争是把整个人类吞灭掉。
Carter and Brezhnev, they're all afraid of the Third World War.
这就是世人在罪恶的中。
This is why we are living in sin.
圣经所讲的罪是什么
？What kind of thing does the Bible talk about? First,
disobedience in human religious and spiritual state.
对宗教跟
灵性上
的
对神反叛不顺从的那个态度
and we're rebellious against God
如果我今天在这里讲到
if I'm preaching here today
我是这样的
if I'm talking to you facing you
Boston 的弟兄姐妹
Boston
上帝爱你
耶
稣为你死了
God
你要相信他
you want to believe in him
你可以说这篇道理讲得很好但这个人怎么神经病
this is a good message but you are like a lunatic
信心没有错道也没有错
God with a word
sound system 没有错什么都没有错我的方向错了
Direction wrong.
你明白吗
you understand
你的人在神面前就是这样
This is what we are human beings before God
无论你多大成就你对神的方向错这就是罪
No matter how much you have accomplished in this world if your direction with God is wrong everything is wrong
在你里面
inside you
已经有罪性同罪根
because there is a root of sin
所以你很可能在不久又变成一个大坏蛋
Maybe later on you will be a very great sinner.
但你里面也有可能向上。
But you also have a possibility to turn.
因为主的道已经传到你的耳中。
Because God's word are.
所以你一顺从神，可能你达到很大的人生的价值。
So、if you obey God in your life, then you may achieve a lot.
耶稣在圣经上所记载的事，从那方面的资料可以证实是真的。
Because all of the recorded in the Bible, so many stories, so many messages.
这个问题很简单，请你先证明用什么资料证明它是假的。 如果四本福音是假道，
if the four gospels were falsely written，
彼此冲突，彼此攻击，彼此敌对，从漏洞一定多得不得了，无论历史的、地理的、文化。
From historical, geographical point of view, if they were false, they must have a lot of conflict, lots of contradictions.
有一个历史学家对怀疑圣经的钉派神学家讲一句话。
And a historian said to a liberal theologian.
他说，如果我们历史学家也像你们这些钉派的基督徒这样的挑剔圣经的话，世界上人类就没有历史可以读了。
If historians are like you liberals to pick the Bible to tell us this is not written correctly, then we don't really have any history to rely on.
前几任的路透社 Reuters 这个法国的新闻社长讲一句话。
And in a French newspaper, the editor said.
这个路透社 Reuters.
Reuters.
社长讲过一句话，圣经的记载比路透社的新闻的报道是更确实。
He said the recording of the Bible is more correct and true than the newspaper.
十九世纪的这一个 higher criticism 曾经对圣经有支离破碎的方式的攻击。这个叫做 higher criticism in the German theology emerged in 19th century. They have very, very cruel and bad criticism to the Bible.But in the 20th century, the modern archaeology support the
authenticity
of the Bible.
Yes, the 20th century archaeologists really support the authenticity of the Bible.
And the modern development of form criticism also pays support to the Bible. 所以今天呢，圣经的正确性是越久越清楚。在60年以前
，60 years ago，
有一本书叫做Gospel of the Theology of Social Gospel， 作者叫做 Rosen Bush 这个人。
Rosen Bush wrote a book called The Theology of Social Gospel。
里面说，圣经里面所记载的关于鬼附在人身上的，都是心理学没有发达以前所讲的那些歪曲事实、随便报道的事情。
This man said all these recordings that the demon possessed people is because before the development of the modern psychology。
因为在那个时代，好像鬼没有跑出来，因为鬼暂时睡觉。
Because in that age, maybe demons didn't come out; they were sleeping temporarily.
但是上帝同他开玩笑。
And God was joking with them.
这本书写完了以后
，After this book,
不到几十年
，and only a course of 10 or 20 years,
鬼魂的事件在全世界就猖獗起来了。
And a cult was spread all over the world.
今天科学这么进步 ，occultism 的复兴呢，比科学更快。
Science has developed rapidly, but occultism has even widespread.
像 exorcism 这一方面的电影，可以一下子几万万的人去看。
Exorcism that so many people can go see it.
像这 astrology horoscope 可以在1/3的美国最先进的国家的 magazine 里面报道出来。
2/3 of newspapers have astrology horoscope. Those are not really
confirmed. 这不是偶然的。
It's not a coincidence.
那告诉我们，圣经所记载的鬼的存在、神的存在，这些都不是随便的事情。
It's not an easy matter or light matter.
很多问题，所以一个人我答一题，有时间再答第二题。
I only answer one question. There's too many questions.
为什么要接受主才得救得永生？如果主是慈爱的，为什么他不给人人永生
？Why you have to accept Christ to be a savior? You have eternal life. If God is in love, why can't He just give us eternal life?
上帝的爱没有你那么大。
God's love is not as great as you are.
如果你是上帝，可能就会给人人永生。
If you are God, maybe you give everybody eternal life.
问题是，可惜你不是上帝。
But unfortunately, you are not God.
你这个问题呢，不过是表明你的理想，不表明实在的情形。
This is only your ideal, not the true.
人的理想可以很高，而人在犯罪以后的事实可能很低。
We can have high idealism, but after we think, our reality is very low.
信就得救。
To believe your faith.
不信你就不得救。
Don't believe.
这样的上帝我偏偏不信。
This kind of God I will not want to believe.
因为他心肠狭窄。
Because he has a narrow heart and mind.
岂有此理。
He has no.
信他就上天堂。
There's no reason why I believe him. I go to heaven.
不信他就下地狱。
If I don't believe him, I go to the hell.
有一个人问我这样的问题。
And someone asked me this.
我怎么回答呢
？How do I answer it?
我说安静下来。
I said calm down.
现在我讲一个比喻给你听。
I'll give you a comparison.
空气说。
The air says.
空气不会说的。
Air cannot see it.
你注意听啊，空气说
，Air says，
呼吸我的就会活
，Those who breathe me，
不呼吸我的就会死
，Those who don't breathe me will not have life。
你是岂有此理
？And you say nonsense。
呼吸你才活
，If I have to breathe you，
不呼吸你就死
，If I don't breathe you， I die。
心肠狭窄
，You're narrow-minded。
我偏偏不要呼吸，看看你怎么样。
I don't want to breathe you. See how I do.
空气中我看看你怎么样。
Yes, and I look and I see how you're doing.
对，这不表示空气的下垂。
It doesn't really mean the narrowness of air.
因为你如果没有它，你不能活。
Because without air, you cannot live.
对，你呼吸了它，你就活了。
You breathe him, you live.
照样，人需要神的恩典。
This is why we need God's grace.
恩典来了
，grace is here.
有病例也来了
，the roots are here.
注意听这句话。恩典来了
，grace is here.
病例也来了，病的得救，不信的不得救。
Those who believe are saved. Those who do not believe are not saved.
请问你的条件是什么？可以信
？What is your requirement that you can?
无条件的
，no condition.
不是买票的
，no ticket.
白白的
，it's for you free.
这样的恩典你还要骂，就证明你是罪人，罪上加罪。
Because this kind of grace is freely given to you, even you despite this kind of grace, that means you are a sinner.
一个人问发一题。你为什么是唐先生或者唐弟兄或者唐牧师呢？
No, 还不是唐。
为什么你不是唐牧师？
Why you are brother Tan, Mr. Stephen Tan, not Reverend Tan?
我没有好好牧养教会。
Because I really did not pastor a church wholeheartedly.
在我的教会里，我的学生安利牧师是我提议他们安的，我做他的 assistant.
Because in my church, my students are pastors, because I dedicate, ordained, right. And, but
I'm only his
assistant
for 15 years.
For 15 years.
因为我的工作呢，到处跑，没有好好牧养一个教会。
Because I go all over the world to preach the gospel, I cannot spend my time 100% into pastor church.
所以到现在我没有安利牧师。
So therefore, I have not been ordained.
我没有反对安利牧师。
I'm not really against ordained.
我也尊重牧师。
I respect the ordained.
我认为牧师这个字翻译得很好。
I feel the word pastor is a good word.
你如果要叫我牧师也可以。
You can call me Pastor Tan if you want.
我就是不敢当。
But I just don't feel I'm qualified.
有很多人就随便叫了牧师了，是吗？
So a lot of people call me pastor.
如果你感到我正在牧养你的灵性，你叫我牧师是你的事情。
If you want to call me pastor because I'm really pastoring your soul, that's fine.
但是我没有这样叫自己。
But I didn't call myself this.
你叫我唐弟兄、唐先生，随便你。
You can call me Brother Tan or Mr. Tan.
这个都可以的。
That's fine.
如果有一天我感到需要案例
，If one day I feel led by the Lord that I should be ordained，
我会向上帝尽良心的责任。
And I will be faithful.
那个时候我告诉你，我是牧师了。
Then I will tell you, I'm Pastor Tom.
现在还不是。
Not now.
神是否万能的呢
？Is God omnipotent？
神是否爱人类的呢
？Does God love human race？
你到底知道不知道还要故意问
？You know or you ask deliberately？
神是否拯救他的信徒呢？
Does he save his believers?
当他们有灾难，神是否不要他们祈祷，便会救他们而免他们受苦的
？When they are encountered some difficulties, catastrophes in their life, does God save them automatically, or they have to pray?
你自己问你怎么样管你的孩子，你就懂了。
I ask you, how do you treat your children? Then you would know.
你的孩子从来不同你讲话，你也会给他吃，对不对
？Well, when your children never talk to you, do you feed your children? Of course you do.
你的孩子故意坏蛋，进监牢，你一定用办法把他救出来，是不是？
Children become a delinquent deliberately and go into the jail. I'm sure you'll do everything you can to get him out of jail.
甚至连他从来不同你讲话，你还会爱他，是不是
？Even so, when he never talks to you, you will love him, right?
但是这样的孩子好不好
？You want this kind of children?
如果我要打屁股
，If it's me, I'm going to spank my child.
我要我的孩子同我说话
，because I want my children to talk to me.
就是说我故意把苦难加给他。
Sometimes I give them suffering deliberately.
使他可以训练怎么样自立。
Help them how to be self-sufficient.
有的做母亲的
，sometimes the mothers.
孩子跌倒了
，the child
哇哇大哭
，and the child would cry.
哎呦，快快快，我的心肝宝贝
！Oh my heart, my
heart. 我的心肝宝贝
，Oh my heart, my heart.
完了就打那个椅子
，and
we
hit the
chair. 就是你
，and it's the chair.
看我的孩子痛得半死
，and to make my children suffer.
我想这种母亲有神经病。
I think the mothers are really mental case.
我的孩子跌倒了
，when my children fall down.
我从来不抱他。
I never go hold him.
除非很危险。
Unless it's very dangerous.
我说起来。
I said get up.
你自己乱走路走得跌倒。
You walk through.
我要打你。
I'm gonna.
快点起来。
Hurry up, get up.
他就爬起来。
So she would get up.
他不敢哭。
Because she did not dare to cry.
这样有两件事在教育里面。
Here are two things in education.
第一
，first，
他不可以把错误推给别人。
Because it cannot give the blame someone else for the fault.
他有一个奋斗的精神。
And they have a spirit of struggle.
我的孩子。有一天呢，爬到这个树梯的上面，还是一岁半的时候。
When one and a half，
爬得很高。
And the child of his would go climb the bamboo ladder。
他的外祖母紧张得不得了。
The grandma was so
哎呀呀，危险了，跌倒了，怎么办呢
？Oh, hurry! It's too dangerous. Come down.
他的母亲快快要抱他下来。
The mother would go and grab the.
你们安静。
I said be quiet.
我跑到梯那里去。
So I went to the ladder.
我摇那个梯。
And I shake the ladder.
他说：“哎呀，你做什么？”
said, What are you doing?
我说：“我训练我的孩子。”
I said, I'm training my children.
我一咬他的时候，他就抓得更紧。
And when I shake him, the child would grasp the letter harder.
让他知道那是有危险的地方。
And to tell her it's dangerous.
Overprotection.
Overprotection is no good.
It's very, very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
你的爱可能是一个害。
Your love may be a harmful to him.
中国人一见面就你吃饱了吗
？Chinese say when they see each other, are you hungry?
好又富了好好
好
美国人一见面就嗨嗨嘴嗨来嗨去我们呢要有一个目标叫做爱
We must have a direction or a guideline
In Chinese, in Chinese I is love Hi is hurt Say hi hi you are hurting some people那是海尼他怕翻你怕得罪我不怕你我告诉你一个中国字你现在修了不必查字典讲什么跑到那边啊我都不知道讲什么我跑到那边
OK 就是爱跟害
是为什么讲到那边
因为要管小孩
哦要管所以你要你要管你的孩子不要害他